Villalesa, Giulio Carcano's tomb. We are next to the playground of Villalesa, one of the four boroughs of the municipality of Lesa. The others are Solcio di Lesa, Comnago and Calogna. A strong rivalry has always reigned between the people of Villalesa and Lesa, which is thought to derive from the period of Christianization, as the Villesi, the people from Villalesa, remained linked to pagan rites for longer. Disputes, fights and jokes were the order of the day. It is said that on the occasion of the positioning of the bronze statue in honour of the falling of the Great War that you will find on the road leading to the railway station, the Villesi of that time chose to position it with the Terga facing Lesa as a sign of contempt. The situation is currently calm and the rivalry is a thing of the past. Across the street in front of the children's playground, you can glimpse the beautiful park of the 18th century of Palazzo Conelli de Prosperi, demolished in the 1980s to build the current residence. The park is now private and cannot be visited. On the left, the cemetery with the large chapel in the center belonging to the Conelli de Prosperi, a powerful family. In the cemetery, in white marble, also the tomb with the remains of Giulio Carcano, his wife Giulia, and their daughter. It is also said that the remains of Countess Teresa Borri Stampa, Manzoni's second wife, and her son Stefano Stampa were buried for a certain period in the cemetery of Lesa. Today, after several moves, traces of it have been lost and it has almost become a mystery. Here at Villalesa, if you want to play a game of ball, basketball, or go to the skate park behind the schools, you can find the new park dedicated to kids. The middle school is named after Alessandro Manzoni. Leaving the lake and going uphill towards the villages of Calogna and Comnago, there is then the parish church of Villalesa, which has the characteristic of presenting two different neighbouring churches. The smaller one on the left is the first villa church dedicated to San Giorgio, which is supposed to have been built over a pre-existing pagan cult building and was already a parish in 1300. We have news of the Romanesque style bell tower as early as the year 1000. It was built as a bell and watchtower and maintained. On the back wall of this church, there is a mural depicting the crucifixion of Christ attributed to the school of Gaudenzio Ferrari. The larger basilica on the right was erected and dedicated to St. John the Baptist in 1774. Going up the road that passes under the railway bridge in front of you and leads to the Antico Maniero, you arrive at the recently renovated wash house of Villalesa and where the women did the laundry between one chat and another. The road of the wash house will lead you, if you wish, to the panoramic point of Via dei Varim and then to Belgirate along the high road. Don't forget to download the Sentire Sentieri map Manzonia Lesa from the totem in front of you and look for the corresponding purple placeholder. The climb is not much, the route pleasant and the views unforgettable, even if you're heading to San Sebastiano.